Howdy, folks. This is Jimmy Akin of the Jimmy Akin Podcast, and you're being fortified with your regular dose of Catholic vitamins. But wait, there's more.
Welcome to Catholic Vitamins, your dose of spiritual supplements from A to Z. Catholic Vitamins, specially formulated to help you achieve optimum spiritual health. It's time to energize your faith, forget what lies behind, and press on toward the goal.
We've already won. Look at how far we've come. Let's fully embrace this change that is taking place.
Here are your hosts for Catholic Vitamins, Deacon Tom Fox and his lovely wife, Dee.
Well, once again, and for the last time in 2016.
Oh, my. Even though it might not get posted until 2017, but this is the last podcast of the 2016 year.
Who is it that's speaking, Dee?
This is Dee.
Oh, it is. Dee, and this is Deacon Tom.
I'm back.
Yes, you are. We're the co-hosts of Catholic Vitamins, founded 7-plus years ago. And here we are getting ready to share another dose of vitamins for, we hope, for your faith walk. Our special guest, Dee, our very special guest, is a short interview with Jesse Romero. We'll talk about Jesse in a few moments when we get further into prattle. What show number?
Show number 336, and this is Catholic Vitamin X. That one that's so hard, so we just name it Extra.
Extra.
And this is like Extra 14.
Our 14th time doing an
yes.
Extra show. Here we are once again, and we've enjoyed, a beautiful Christmas, a good Advent, a holy Advent, although I started a little bit slow. I'm speaking just for myself. Then I got to confession, and I took a little more to prayer and the rosary, and I had a nice lasting couple weeks in Advent. How about you?
My Advent was a little bit interrupted, though, by my trip going away.
Yeah, that's right. You went back to Pennsylvania, and I shared about that. We shared about it on our last show.
I'm not usually able to get to daily Mass back there like I do when I'm here at home.
That's because you're in the middle of nowhere.
Right. The closest Catholic churches back there don't have a morning Mass every morning.
Do they still have party line telephones back there?
Very funny.
Oh, well, sort of. So you're back, and we've celebrated the last of Advent and then Christmas. We had a beautiful Christmas midnight Mass, although I would have loved to have had a choir. Our pastor doesn't seem to invest in music the way I would hope that he would do, excuse my voice, but we had one of the nicest singing voices in the parish, Gary, sang and led us in some traditional hymns, so that was very lovely, and we had a beautiful midnight Mass. The weather kind of moved in, and I think it dented participation somewhat. We woke up on Christmas Day to two or three inches of snow.
A couple inches, yes.
It was very lovely, very, very lovely.
And it wasn't bad enough to keep us from heading down to the valley later in the day.
No, we did our morning prayer. We opened presents, had a little bit of loving and coffee, you and I, and some sweet treats. And then, as you said, we headed down to Scottsdale to spend time with our daughter Barbara, her husband Mike, and the daughters.
Right.
We had a great visit with them. I was made, sort of tender. I was in a holy frame of mind from Christmas and the birth of the child, Jesus. And we had a very warm, tender time with them. And
we had a really, really nice, delicious dinner. Our son-in-law is such a wonderful cook. And he invited his father over to join us, too. Because he's alone now.
Do you remember what son-in-law Mike prepared?
Filet mignon.
Filet mignon and twice-baked potatoes.
Yes. And asparagus spears.
Mm.
Oh, marinated. He always marinates his vegetables in something.
So
it tastes so good.
Very, very good. We had a lovely dinner and some good sharing, and I guess we had some memories that we were sharing a little bit, talking about earlier times for Christmas.
This was also the first time our new little dog met their two dogs, and we thought it was going to go well, but it didn't go too well.
We have a new dog. I don't remember if we covered this on the last show.
We did.
All right. Her name is Maggie. Maggie is a Bichon Poodle mix, all white, and she's a real sweetheart. They have, down in Scottsdale, they have two dogs, and those brand dogs are what?
Soft-haired Wheaton Terriers.
Wheaton Terriers. And they're both fun and loving dogs, but the younger one is a female, and she had fun for a little while chasing our dog around and playing, but then she decided that she was either jealous
She got a little aggressive.
Yeah, and our dog is a sweet dog, but don't cross her.
So we had to separate them when we put our dog into the guest quarters where we were going to spend the night. So you said you put her in timeout, and a friend of ours said, "Well, how come Maggie had to go in timeout? It sounded like it was her fault."
I do want to say a few words about our guest for this show. Some of you have heard us talk about the Catholic radio station that we started here in our community, and we carefully, and I think with God's help and direction, we affiliated with the Immaculate Heart Radio Network. Immaculate Heart Radio Network is out of the West Coast area. They have maybe 40-some stations ranging from Hawaii through a lot of stations in California, Arizona, and into New Mexico. And then they have some affiliate stations that are elsewhere. But they have put together some awesome programming. Patrick Madrid in the morning, Catholic Answers in the afternoon, Christine Franklin, a new voice that is growing in popularity and one that we're trying to make outreach to. But a show that I particularly like is the Terry and Jesse show. That's Terry Barber, thank you for the help, and Jesse Romero, two on-fire evangelists. And it's said that they have PhDs in common sense and that they are too blessed to be stressed. And they have such a great lineup of topics that they cover on their shows. Just wonderful. Well, we invited, our radio station invited Jesse Romero to come to our community. And it took a lot of effort and planning. We had to do some marketing to help promote the appearance. But our hall was absolutely, for the English talk, our hall, parish hall.
I was so amazed.
Was filled to capacity and seats all along the sides. And very frankly, dear listeners, there were people that I don't think we've ever seen in church before. They could be former Catholics, fallen away Catholics. And I think that we have deduced that there were some people who were of other faiths. And Jesse gave about a total of 2 hours of talk. It was broken up in the middle. And he was on fire. So we were able to grab about 6 or 7 minutes with Jesse before we had to go over to church to the hall for another speaking event. And so we got to interview him, and we'll play that in a little bit. It's short, I know, but you'll get a feel for the fervor that he has in the evangelization work that he does. Any thoughts, Dee, from you about the talk or the way it was received?
Obviously, it was received well, with the call being full of people. And when we broke for the intermission,
yes,
there were a few people who left. I think just because they didn't realize he was going to be talking that long that night. But just very few left. Most everybody stayed through the whole thing. It was wonderful. We got good feedback. I wish we could get Terry and Jesse together up here. Wouldn't that be marvelous?
What our next goal is going to be. And dear friends, if you don't listen to the Immaculate Heart Radio Network because there's not a radio station broadcasting that near you, you can pick them up on the internet. They stream all of their programs, and you can pick up the podcasts for any of the shows. I've signed up for the Terry and Jesse show because I am in and out of the car and moving around a lot, don't always get to listen to their show, or if I get to listen, it's only a few moments. But I think you'll find it well worthwhile if you'd like to sign up for their podcast. All right, well, that's enough of a long prattle for the beginning of our show. We're going to do some lovely Christmas music from Lori Line, as we have done in years past.
Oh, you did some of that on the last podcast. I love it.
I know. Lori Line was a former guest on Catholic Vitamins and gave us permission to use her music. So we'll do a little bit of that, and then we'll be back for part two. Well, don't you just love Lori Line, D? You said that you did.
I do. I love her music.
If you ever get a chance, dear listeners, to go to a Lori Line concert, L-O-R-I-E-L-I-N-E, go to her website and see her schedule. You will not regret it. It's wholesome, very entertaining, lots of different music, and
It's great. It's a great venue for the whole family.
Absolutely. Well, speaking of good things and nice things to do, if you've been with Catholic Vitamins for any of the 7 years that we've been doing the show, you may remember that Tom and Dee go to open up our church at 10:45 on New Year's Eve, and Deacon Tom sets up for adoration from 11 until midnight. Now, the first time that I did this was back in Colorado in our old parish in Estes Park, and I wondered whether we would have anybody there, but we had maybe a dozen, I think, at that time. And it's a very peaceful, holy, beautiful way to bring in the new year. Now, we're in an older parish here, quite a bit older, and I've been doing it here in the parish for 8 years. 1 year it got snowed out. I guess it was last year.
Actually, last year was the second year, I think. I think two times we had to cancel it.
Really?
In the 9 years that we've been here.
Sure. So this year we're supposed to have bad weather moving in again, but I don't think it'll be here enough to interfere with us doing this. And I've already had one young wife and mother, Carrie, who has, how many children do they have? Is it eight?
Eight now.
Eight. She said that she's going to bring those that can come be quiet.
She'll usually bring the little ones, as whatever little ones she can. She'll bring them in their PJs.
Yeah, some of them sleep on the pews, which I think is absolutely beautiful.
It's great. But you mentioned, what, a dozen maybe that we would get up in Colorado. And even here, even though this is an older parish, maybe about the same size parish as we had up there, we get at least, I'd say 50, average
50
about
20.
20 to 30 we okay, sometimes
all right.
get here.
Yeah. And so if this sounds strange to you, or different than the idea of partying at midnight, think about spending time with the Lord. Maybe ask your deacon or your priest if it'd be possible to do an hour of adoration to welcome in 2000.
Yeah. It's a wonderful way.
17, 18, 19, 20. Dear, you have some feedback in your hand. What do you have?
I got a few pieces here, which are a little overdue reading, but we had a nice long email from Cindy, our listener up in Washington State, and she said, I just today listened to your podcast from October 16th.
Wow.
Where you interviewed Trent Horn. Thank you so much for the blessing and congratulations, and us congratulating her husband, Ken, on his ordination to the permanent diaconate.
Once again, congratulations, Deacon Ken Blessings.
Says, I really appreciate your blessings and kind words. The day following his ordination, he had the privilege of baptizing our two youngest grandsons, ages 2 and 1. It was truly a wonderful grace-filled weekend. His mom, her husband's mom, even drove her RV from Pensacola, Florida to see her son's ordination. Isn't that wonderful?
It is. It is.
Thank you both for all you do. God bless. By the way, Trent's book sounds like a perfect Christmas gift, Christmas present for Ken. I'm going to check it out today. Thanks for that. She says, my dear husband is still trying to get used to the deacon in front of his name. Wanted to thank us again for our warm congrats on our podcast to him.
What else do you have?
I think it was in December, Sherry Boaz. She's been on our show before.
Yes, a couple, three times. Yeah.
Who just lives down in the valley, I think, from us.
She does.
She's well known for the Lily Trilogy, which has now gone beyond trilogy.
Right.
But you were teasing her, I guess, a little bit when she had a birthday in December. And she wrote back, what sweethearts you are, Deacon Tom and Dee. Thank you so much for making my birthday special. And yeah, I was thinking about suing Facebook for this egregious error. I am not a day over 29, although I might be tomorrow.
Sherry, I just hope that we meet for a cuppa this side of eternity. And if it happens that we don't, we'll look forward to getting in. Let's see, what saint would have a coffee bar that we could go to and sit and spend time with?
Oh, I'll have to research that one.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, I was going to say, when reading about Deacon Ken, the newly ordained Deacon Ken, that we're making outreach to them to see if we can't get an interview with both Deacon Ken and Cindy.
All right. That'd be kind of neat because we haven't promoted the clergy role of deacon in the church for a while, and I think it's a good thing to do. I'm also trying to make outreach to a transitional deacon who has kind of a story. And we'll see whether we can get him to come on Catholic Vitamins in a while. Well, dear friends, we have been really pumped up about our faith for several reasons. Advent and, of course, the beautiful, mysterious incarnation event, all the graces that flow from that and Mass. So this has continued in us. And part of this great enthusiasm has been that we were able to meet and to house Jesse Romero and his lovely wife, Anita. Anita. And we only had a few moments, but we were able to grab a portable device and to record some time with Jesse. So here is our special guest on Catholic Vitamins. Next up on Catholic Vitamins, we are on fire. We are on fire because we're sitting with Jesse Romero. Jesse Romero is an author, a speaker, an on-fire speaker. Jesse Romero is co-host of the Terry and Jesse show on Immaculate Heart Radio. And he's visiting in our community where he's been doing a talk and will do another talk at our parish. Jesse Romero, welcome to Catholic Vitamins.
Thank you, Deacon. Good to be here.
Well, this is the format of our show. Vitamin A was originally adoration, vitamin B, beauty in the church, vitamin C, conversion, and we're all the way down to X. This is probably our 9th or 10th time.
Try 12.
12 times around the alphabet. We've had a lot of interesting guests, bishops, priests, deacons, singers, musicians, but you're the most on-fire evangelist we've ever invited to our microphone. We're glad to have you here, and you and I were talking a few moments ago about the talk that you're going to do today. Why don't you give our listeners an overview of what it's like to bring Jesse Romero into your parish?
When I go to your parish, Deacon, I don't give talks, okay? Here's what I give. I give power preaching. Wow. With devil-destroying theology. Oh. That's what you're going to get.
Okay.
I've never heard of a talk before. Okay, that, maybe somebody else gives talks. Okay, you're going to get on-fire evangelization, power preaching, radioactive, contagious Catholicism. I'm going to inflame your hearts with love for Jesus. The talks that I'm going to give today are, I'm going to give what's called problem-solution.
What's that?
I'm going to give two talks.
Okay.
The first talk, I'm going to talk on the reality of the devil, especially with the rise of Satanism in the United States. I'm going to address why there's a rise in Satanism. Who is Satan? How did he fall from grace? What does the church teach about demons? I'm going to talk about how is it in particular that demons vex, annoy, and attack human beings. Then I'm going to give the solution. How we as Catholics can protect ourselves against these unseen, invisible, infernal entities called demons, giving basic Catholic principles based on Scripture. And then the second talk, I think in America, there's the reason a lot of Catholics are lukewarm and lack fire in their belly, and I know that because I'm 54, 55 years old, and I was a lukewarm Catholic for about 26 years, or about half of my life, so I've been there. And it's because I was raised under the kumbaya, I'm okay, you're okay Catholicism. And I was raised under the, what I would call the, you know, Barney the Purple Dinosaur theology. And I really didn't know who Jesus was. I remember the first time I was asked by a Protestant Christian, I'm a young cop, I'm like 26 years old, and I'm working with this other on fire Protestant Christian. And he asked me, just who is Jesus? I mean, is he God or is he a man? Or is he just a good teacher? Is he a guru? Is he a prophet? Is he 90% God, 10% man? Or is he 10% God, 90% man? He's asking me these questions, and I remember he gave me an intellectual charity horse. And I'm saying, I'm not really sure. And I'm trying to scan my memory banks of all the homilies that I've heard up until that point for a good Christological homily, and I never heard one. I wasn't sure, because what was being taught in the 70s was the horizontal Jesus, okay? Mm-hmm. You know, Jesus wants to help the poor, and Jesus Christ wants to help the lonely and the stranger. And all that's true, don't get me wrong. But that's the only theology I ever heard growing up as a Catholic in the 70s and 80s. It was the social justice horizontal Jesus. I never heard of the Lion of the Tribe of Judah. I never heard of the King of Kings and Lord of Lords from Revelation 19:16. I never heard of the Jesus of Revelation chapter 1. And behold, all nations will see him, even those who have pierced him. What happened to me is this Protestant said, why don't you start reading your Bible? I said, well, not a bad idea. My mom and dad at this point were charismatic Catholics, so they were also encouraging me to get into the Word of God. And I can tell you, once I read the Word of God for myself, and I haven't stopped for 27 years since then, every day, and I encountered the Jesus of the New Testament, my life was forever changed.
Praise God. Praise God. Well, you're hearing from Jesse Romero. We have brought him into our parish where we had a talk in Spanish last evening. It was electrifying, and some of the people that were there told me afterwards that they were going to come back for the English talk that Jesse's going to do today. Dear friends, if you are in an area that does not carry the Terry and Jesse show, you're missing something, but you can hear them through the internet, right? And then you have podcasts that you offer. I've got a subscription on my iPhone, and we get your podcasts. So you also have a website, Jesse.
Yeah.
Why don't you tell
us? My website is jesseromero.com, jesseromero.com. If you'd like to invite me to your parish, I'd love to go. And if you want to see where I'm at from one week to another, I got a link there. It's just calendar. You can see where I'm speaking at from one week to another. And I'd like to meet you.
All right. Well, it's been a joy to bring Jesse and his lovely wife, Anita, into our parish. They're visiting our home here. We're really honored to have you here. And we can't wait to hear your afternoon presentation today. But we're going to have to let you go because you're going to go over and do a little prep talk at the end of two of our masses to invite people to come.
Correct.
Jesse Romero, Anita, blessings, and thanks very much for coming on Catholic Vitamins. Music seems like a good exit segment for listening to Jesse Romero. I have to tell you that we're, of course, recording this podcast after Jesse has done his talk. Our hall, as we told you earlier, was absolutely filled. Jesse Romero and his wife brought a table full of CDs, DVDs, and books, and they were just swarmed. The table was just swarmed. So I highly recommend, if you're able to do this or talk to your pastor, get him to listen to this Catholic Vitamins. Well, speaking of listening, I want to share something that I read on the internet. So I've converted it into a deacon moment for our Catholic radio station. I'd like to share it with you. Excuse my voice. One of the great joys that I've experienced is to see how the Catholic faith has blossomed and become so evangelized on the World Wide Web. I do admit, I just tell you for sure that there's an awful lot of terrible, terrible stuff on the web. But the connectivity that I have had has allowed me to be in contact with people who are in love with the church and in love with the sacraments. There are those that honor their marriage as a sacrament, a true sacrament, a holy union between a man and a woman, with Christ as the glue, the sacramental glue that bonds a union between the man and the woman. So, for example, let me share recent words from an online friend named Jessica, and I'll explain at the end. So here are words from Jessica. To the man that has been here for me since day one, you have been my shelter in the storm, you have been my refuge and my strength, you have seen me at my best and have loved me at my worst, you have sat beside me, laughed with me, cried with me, you have picked me up and dusted me off time and time again, you've been patient and loving, yet firm and consistent. You've been my shoulder to lean on and always welcomed me with open arms. You are the one that I can always turn to and confide in. Although I've turned my back on you more than enough times and am so ashamed to admit that, you have never turned your back on me. You've always been here just waiting for me. You have shattered my walls and opened my heart. When I felt broken, you held me together. You have been with me through my greatest pains and trials, as well as my greatest joys and achievements. You understand and accept my flaws. You give me strength. You make me want to be a better person every single day. In your presence, I feel at home. I have never felt a greater love than yours, and for that I'm beyond blessed. I love you so very much and cannot thank God enough that he put you here on this earth. You have been the greatest blessing. Today, Christmas Day, is for you. I thank you for not only living for, but dying for me as well. Happy birthday, Jesus. I love you. These are words from a prior interview guest on Catholic Vitamins, Jessica Mahatta, a wonderful young Catholic who is maybe in her 30s, happily married, completely unafraid to express her love for Jesus publicly. And so I ask, as we enter the new year, as we end the old year, are you willing to publicly express your love for Jesus? Well, that was a lovely reflection from Jessica Mehta. And Dee, you do remember that we met her on a riverboat.
That's right.
In the middle of the Mississippi, outside of
St. Louis.
St. Louis. And she was a sweet young lady. She was helping to provide some entertainment and organization for the Catholic Radio Association conference people that were riverboating that evening. Very lovely lady. And I've since found out that she's a wonderful Catholic and a very nice wife and mother. No, not mother, wife. I don't think she has any
she's child. Not a mother yet.
Not a mother yet. So thank you for that. And Dee, I have a book in my hand. It's called...
Oh, it's hot off the presses time.
Mother Angelica's Answers, Not Promises, Straightforward Solutions to Life's Puzzling Problems. So this is by EWTN Press, and it's one of the two books that we're offering in our segment, Hot Off the Presses. The background is, if you're new to Catholic Vitamins, that several publishers are now sending us books, trying to persuade us to interview the authors, to read the books and, you know, to help them in their publicity. And we just can't keep up with all of these books, so we're offering them to our users.
I would say not a week goes by where we don't get a book in our mail.
Right.
I have another one here called Saint of the Day, Updated and Expanded. And this was put out by Franciscan Media. It's a nice thick book, and it's very, very good. It's got a lot of saints in here to read about.
So what you have to do is, if you'd like for yourself or a loved one, if you'd like to get Mother Angelica's Answers, Not Promises, or Saint of the Day, just send us an email to catholicvitamins@gmail.com. Just let us know which one you want. This is our last week, or our last show, if you will, offering...
Promoting these, yes.
Yeah, and then we'll have some new books to come in a little while. And just let us know, and Dee will draw a name, and that person will receive a copy of either of these books absolutely free.
Did you tell them where to send it?
catholicvitamins@gmail.com.
Okay.
Yes, I did. All right, so we're moving along towards a New Year close to this show, but we have a few other things to do. A bit of prattle-dee. We sent a Christmas card with some personal thoughts all the way to Ireland.
To Deacon Fergal and his family.
It was a little late. It's more like an epiphany card.
Yeah, well, a lot of our cards were late this year.
Yeah, so we got a nice comment back from Fergal saying that we put him to shame, that he hadn't even gotten his cards out. So he's finding out what it's like to be a deacon and to be very, very busy doing the Lord's work.
He still has a day job, too.
Yeah, he does. Deacon Fergal and Mary and all your lovely children, we care for you deeply, and we thank you for your past years of involvement on Catholic Vitamins. Dee, there's another book over there. Can we say anything about that?
Yes. I wanted to mention this.
All right,
this book is by somebody we know.
It's got the name Tom Fox on the front. That must be a misprint.
It's a small book, very small booklet, and it's The Living Gospel, Daily Devotions for Lent 2017, written by Deacon Tom Fox.
Now, we know that it is not Lent yet, but Lent will come in a short while after we finish with the Christmas and Epiphany season. And I did this in cooperation with the good folks at Ave Maria Press. And we're going to make one of these books available on every show. We'll send it to you absolutely free if you will respond and send an email to catholicvitamins@gmail.com, the same one as we gave before, and just say Living Gospel and give us your name. And if we don't have an address for you, we'll have to have an address. And once each show, we'll pull a person's name and send a complimentary copy of a nice, I can't praise it too much because I wrote it, but a nice book of daily reflections for the Lenten season. It'd be nice for you or your spouse or your significant other to have a copy of this, and maybe yourself as well. The Living Gospel, Daily Devotions for Lent 2017.
If you don't want to take a chance, It's not that expensive. It's like $1.95.
Well, I know that because it has my name on it, they didn't figure they could sell many copies of it. So they priced it very reasonably. You can go to AveMariaPress.com. Dee, anything else that we need to do before we end this segment?
All we have left, I think, is Fighting Scrabble. Do you just want to do that?
No, I want to take a break.
And okay.
We'll be back. Okay, so we're back for our final segment of this Catholic Vitamins. It bridged the old year into the new year. We did the adoration before the Blessed Sacrament that we talked about earlier in the show. We did that at 11 o'clock until midnight. Dee said that she thought we might have had 25 from being on the altar and looking out. I thought there might have been 35 to 40, but we had several people. It was very beautiful and quiet, very reverent. And you saw Carrie bring some of her children in.
She always does, yes.
All right, what do you have in your hand there, Dee?
Well, instead of a marriage segment this time, I actually was just going to refer people to an article, to our listeners, to an article that was on the CatholicMom.com website.
Okay.
And this was written by Carrie and Manny Santos. We've had Carrie as a guest on our show. But they wrote an article together called Marriage RX. And a few of the subject titles in this article are this refers to the holidays too. They wanted to ask friends to share their stories of holidays with the in-laws.
Oh my, oh gosh.
Or something like that. But the titles of the segments in their article is Don't Seek Perfection.
Hello.
Keep a chocolate stash in case you have to cry. Delegate chores ahead of time. Prepare ye a PowerPoint presentation. And I've made a note, this is a funny segment.
Is it?
You've got to go just to read that one. Another segment, don't be afraid to skip the alcohol.
Okay.
Think to yourself, at least it's not a sheep slaughter. You have to read that to find out what that's all about. But anyhow.
Carrie, K-A-R-E-E.
Yes.
And Manny Santos.
S-A-N-T-O-S.
And it's on the CatholicMom.com
right.
website.
And it's called Marriage RX.
All right.
Bite a Scrabble for next time. Oh, no.
Wait a minute.
Before that, I wanted to mention that we had a surprise gift right around Christmas time from a listener.
Yes.
Who sent us, after we sent her something, she sent us a gift of postage.
Oh, that's the second time that's happened. That's very lovely. Thank you.
She wanted to help us with the postage mailings that we do.
Thank you very much. We do.
So you know who you are out there. Thank you so much.
We do underwrite the cost of sending books and CDs and sweet treats and things out to friends and listeners. So thank you for that. We appreciate your kindness to us at Christmas.
Now can I do Vita Scrabble?
No, because we had something else that we heard from and we were trying to think what the heck it was. Let me think. All right. Oh, I know what. Yes, I had a communication from Christine Watkins, the author of the Full of Grace book, Miraculous Stories of Healing and Conversion Through Mary's Intercession. And she said that we have a place to crash in Sacramento if we ever get out to California again, and that she wished us the blessings of the season, Christmas and New Year's. And if you are interested in conversion stories, including Christine Watkins' own conversion from a life of New Age foolishness to the loveliness of Catholicism, you will enjoy this book.
Well, I just had a thought. You could take me out to Sacramento to see Immaculate Heart Radio.
Yes, that's right. In Loomis, yes.
Yeah. See their studios. You've been there, but I haven't been there.
Well, we have reasons once a year to want to visit with them. By the way, Dee, the Elevate Conference for Immaculate Heart Radio, it's their annual one or two get-togethers with all of the stars of the Immaculate Heart Radio Network and all of the management and staff. It's going to be in Phoenix in April.
How convenient.
Yes, yes. And that sort of relates in a way to our upcoming guest. I can't say any more about an upcoming guest on Catholic Vitamins, except this person is a birth doula, a radio host, an author, and a speaker. If you can guess who that might be or what this vitamin is coming up, gosh, we'll just reward you with all sorts of nice things. Dee, what's the vitamin?
It'll be vitamin Y.
Yes.
Ends in S.
Oh.
Six letters.
Oh, when you I said yes and you went Y and then yes, S. I thought it was, but how many letters?
Six.
Six letters. Okay, all right. Well, you've heard the tease. So if you can either guess who the guest is or if you can guess what the vitamin is, send that guess in once again to CatholicVitamins@gmail.com. And the deacon and the Dee, the lovely Dee, will pull a name and will respond accordingly. Dee, anything else to do?
I think that's all covered. All my notes are covered.
I think you said you wanted to talk to your dear mom.
Yeah, so I'm going to try to call her.
Dear friends, sometimes it's hard for us to get a show done because of all of the other demands that we have, either ministry or travels or whatever, but we do enjoy Catholic Vitamins, and we're so grateful for the guests that we have, the on fire Jesse Romero, and an upcoming great interview that we are looking forward to sharing with you. Blessings, everyone. Happy New Year.
Bye.
From A to Z, Catholic Vitamins. Don't enter the race without them. See you next time.
This is Deacon Tom. Blessings.
If I am a Christian, I am the least of all. Go tell it on the mountain, over the hills and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is born. Tell it on the mountain, over the hills and everywhere.